Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Hope is something every person yearns for. Realistically, to live in hope all the time sometimes seems like an unrealistic goal. Yet, what if this is God's original design? What if God intends our heart to overflow with it? Because of Jesus, you can say, we have hope. Even in very difficult times, people of hope say, hope is ours. Let's explore how to live in hope. Yes, we can celebrate hope. Incidentally, that's one good reason to pause each year to celebrate. Numerous times and occasions give reason to celebrate. Of course, we celebrate what Jesus accomplished through his cross and empty tomb. Equally, we celebrate life. But here's a list of many ways that we can celebrate hope. Nature's beautiful displays throughout the year. A variety of healthy foods. Warm clothing to wear. Amenities that make daily life easier. Fun times and special occasions. Sunrises and sunsets. Family gatherings. Special meals and fellowship. Prayer and communion. Music. Voices and instruments of all kinds that echo richness and hope through the music. Health and medical interventions when health fails. Friends and meaningful interactions. Yes, events and annual traditions remind of God's redeeming love. Remarkably and thankfully, we have hope through Jesus. God's love through Christ's cross seals his grace gift to every person who simply believes on Christ. What an unthinkable gift to be forgiven and live forever. This is why we have hope. Plus, hope means intimate daily fellowship with God himself and purposeful partnership with Jesus in all we do. Do you remember when you first became aware that you can do wrong things? Perhaps you were a child. Maybe a moment as a teen or young adult when your conscience said no, but instead you chose to say yes. As years add up, there's increasing awareness that no matter how hard you try, you just can't be perfect. Do you know what that means? It means we all need help. Equally, we all need hope. Thankfully, we have hope through Jesus. He'll help you live your life well. Remarkably, he invites you to be his friend. Scripture refers to Jesus from Genesis through Revelation. Jesus is the central figure of the entire Bible. Every Old and New Testament book points to Jesus in some way. Before Jesus came to earth as a baby, to be the God-man, he was called Logos, the Word. John 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made." The Word has two presentations, the living Word, who is Jesus, and the written Word, the Scriptures. So when you get into Scripture, the written Word, you literally take Jesus, the living Word, off the pages into your life. That's incredible. Because Jesus is faithful and perfect, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, Philippians 2, verse 9. Essentially, every person must make a response to Jesus. Scripture also says that God has put everything under Christ's feet. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27. It also says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, verses 10 and 11. Well, you and I need hope. We also need practical help in our challenging daily lives. Sometimes you may wonder where to turn for critical resources for your heart and soul. Interestingly, Jesus, without anything other than himself, can meet and overflow the deepest demands of your total nature. That's a paraphrase from A.W. Tozer in his book, The Pursuit of God. Yes, Jesus meets your needs through his person and his various roles. Subsequently, here is a list of some roles Jesus has. And we focus on each of these roles in our free Easter week devotional course, Prepare for Easter, that I'm going to tell you about when we're done this content. I hope you'll join us to explore how these roles provide practical life changes. First, Jesus is sacrifice. Second, he is high priest. Third, he is the lover of your soul. Then he is the intervener, the intercessor, the interconnector. And finally, Jesus is the resurrection. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says, putting on the hope of salvation as a helmet. Strategically, a helmet is to protect your head. Of course, your head is where you think, problem solve, plan, process each moment, and make critical daily decisions. Your mind, combined with your spirit, is also where your conscience resides. Logically, you can see why it's important to provide protection for what goes on in your head. With all the lies and deceptions in today's world, your mind needs a helmet. And God already provides one for you. The hope of salvation is what Easter is all about. Trusting Jesus for salvation starts at the cross. Nevertheless, it continues into each day you live. Jesus saves you increasingly every single day. Any broken pieces, unhealthy patterns, unhelpful habits, strained relationships, lack of peace and joy, loneliness, depression, discouragement, loss, and on goes the list. Jesus saves you from all those things in increasing measures every moment of every day. So who needs Jesus? Well, people everywhere. People need hope in Jesus. People around the world, down your street, in your career place, right in your home. In fact, the person in your mirror needs Jesus. Isaiah 53:6 says, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. Incidentally, this Easter, remember Jesus stepped in to do some things for you and for me, for everyone. First, he stepped in to take the punishment for sin, which was death. He stepped in to forgive all transgressions. He stepped in to give you eternal life, to walk with you every day, to provide a helmet for your mind, to guard your heart in this challenging world. Since he always enjoyed intimate closeness with God, it must have been excruciating for Jesus to bear God's justified anger as our stand-in. However, through this extreme sacrifice, we have hope. Remarkably, Scripture says, behold, I am making everything new. Revelation 21:5. This is fabulous news. Plus, this means we have hope. Since Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, you can depend on Him for every detail of your life. That comes from Hebrews 13, verse 8. Yes, you have hope, and you have a friend at all times. So we celebrate life with hope every day, all year. Additionally, we live with hope, even while the world runs on a separate, destructive path. Because many are on this path, we must share this hope with them. Here are some application thoughts and questions about hope. Number one, does your hope need some help right now? Two, how often do you stop to celebrate the little things in life all around you? Three, do you take time to celebrate meaningful relationships and traditions? Four, in what ways will you work on your relationship with Jesus, the source of hope? 5. How will you change your schedule to make time with the living Word, who is Jesus, and to be in the written Word, Scripture? 6. Are you letting Jesus meet and overflow your deepest needs? And number 7. How can you submit to wearing a helmet to protect your mind and thoughts? That protection nurtures correct thinking that leads to hope.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more. As you navigate life's challenges and issues, sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.